Believers respond to the deadliest tornado in U.S. history. A civil war over a border town reignites fear in Sudan. And there's an urgent need for undies. We'll tell you more on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Joplin, Missouri tornado may have caused up to $3 billion worth of damage and destroyed roughly a quarter of the buildings in the city. The Christian Reform World Relief Committee has an assessment team on the ground there. Disaster Relief Coordinator Bill Adams says the assessment will include the longstanding impact of the disaster.
The town is just, whether it's homes or churches or schools, I mean, everything, it's been destroyed. And so there's going to be an enormous amount of work to get things back again for people.
The week-long forecast is calling for more rough weather ahead.
You really pray that lightning doesn't strike the same place twice. People are praying. We're in that part of the country where tornadoes are a way of life this time of year.
The shock and disorientation are beginning to show. Adams says this is where spiritual care is critical.
Whether it's this early stage where people really need hope, they need someone who can assure them that things will get better, and what better way than to talk about the love of Christ?
Elsewhere, Sudan could be facing civil war once again. A brutal tug of war for the oil-rich border town of Abyei has been ongoing between North and South Sudan. Open Doors USA reports since the Northern Army stormed the town last weekend, war talk has erupted. A vote for Abyei's loyalty to North or South will eventually take place, but there are disputes over voter eligibility. Pray for the issue to be resolved peacefully and for believers to react in a way that draws others to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Honduras will allow its ousted president back from exile. It's a move meant to close the chapter on the upheaval from the 2009 coup. However, there are still problems that present themselves as obstacles to ministry. Spanish World Ministry's Daniel Sandoval explains.
The truth is that people in Honduras and all over Central America deals with enormous social problems such as the high unemployment rate, the corruption at every level of the government.
As if poverty, crime, and drugs weren't enough of a challenge, the church is also dealing with heresy. Spanish World Ministries counters that with biblical teaching programs they air via radio.
They do understand that our programs can be an effective evangelistic tool, and they have asked our missionary for CDs to use them in different ways.
Aside from financial help to support growth,
right now we are needing faithful prayer supporters willing to pray for each program that it's transmitting through the radio.
Meanwhile, one of the biggest needs for children may make you laugh. Tiffany Taylor says orphan outreach is far from ignoring it, though.
One of the most urgent needs for the children we work with around the world is new underwear and socks. And it's something that, yes, that can definitely cause a giggle, and it's something we all take for granted. But for orphan children and vulnerable children around the world, it's something they urgently need.
The ministry has gone as far as to start up the Indy 500. The project, which coincides with the Indianapolis-based Indy 500 car race, is to get people to buy or sponsor packs of underwear and socks for kids and young adults. Believe it or not, underwear will be a conduit for the gospel.
After you meet people where their need is, they're excited to hear about the gospel. And, you know, Jesus, that's exactly what he did in the Bible. As we know, he met people's needs and then he told his story.
Help with this project through our website. And a group of believers recently drilled the first water well ever in a string of Panamanian islands. Islanders began collecting water from their roofs and digging into spongy soil in search for a drink. The islands were thought to be too shallow to drill into, but an HCJB Global team proved that wrong when they traveled to the area and drilled five wells. A local pastor told Nationals they did it because of Christ. Pray for this community. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will help you pray for your unsaved family members. That's your first mission field, right? Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.